President Dr. Jimmy Simmons, who will also be attending the ceremony today. Hey Loma, wonder if he can sit there for a minute and put the bear. Mr. Cardinal, we're gonna move the bear for just a minute. Will you sit there? Now I can reach you.
Yeah. Probably got stuck in security.
They may have been under a
rent. Probably had a hard time finding a parking place.
Hey Cardinal, you need some water? Oh yeah, where? Are they ready? Come on, yeah. I'm getting fired up.
Thanks, Judge.
Won't let him in.
Do the prayer and the pledge.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to proceed with the opening of the meeting. Welcome to your Commissioner's Court meeting for October the 4th, 2010. And as always, we will begin our meeting with an invocation and with the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Arnold, and Commissioner Domain will give the invocation. Will you stand?
Our Heavenly Father, we bow before you. We acknowledge your majesty to thank you for your great gift of grace that's offered to us free of charge. Lord, we thank you for the young people that are in our audience today. We thank you for the young men of the new Lamar football team, Big Red, that we're so proud of, and we wish them so much success. Lord, we ask that as they go through the season, that you would surround them with your grace and keep them safe. Lord, thank you for the gifts that you bestow upon us, such bounty that we often take them for granted. We ask that you lead us and guide us, things we say and do, so that everything we do will be pleasing in your sight for the betterment of our community.
Amen.
Yeah.
Please join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. Has the president arrived?
Yes.
Sir?
Yeah.
We welcome you. What we're going to do, I know that Lamar and athletes and the coach especially have a busy schedule, so we're going to take things out of order today. And the first thing that we will take up is item E under County Commissioners, and that item reads like this: consider and possibly approve a proclamation proclaiming October the 4th through the 10th, 2010, as the Lamar University Football Week in Jefferson County. And we are so proud today to have so many members of that great institution here with us. What I would like to do, if it pleases the court, is go ahead and act on that motion. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Motion by Commissioner Arnold. Do I have a second?
Yes, sir. I second.
Have a second by Commissioner Domain. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
The motion has been approved. I would like to read this proclamation. Whereas Lamar University has, since it was founded, distinguished itself in so many ways, academically, athletically, and proved itself to be an institution worthy of praise. And whereas Lamar has now reintroduced football into its schedule of activities, and whereas the Lamar University football team has already displayed its skill and determination in its opening game, whereas the many fans of football have demonstrated a resounding support for Lamar University football with extraordinary attendance at the games, and we're all looking forward to enjoying more of this fine program. And whereas under its leadership of President Dr. Jimmy Simmons, head coach Ray Woodard, University Athletic Department, and all these fine young men, they have all exhibited skill and determination to make this football program a success. Now, therefore, it is resolved by the Commissioner's Court of Jefferson County that the week of October 4th, 2010, is proclaimed Lamar University Football Week in Jefferson County, Texas, and we urge all citizens to participate in supporting and enjoying the efforts of our team. I would like at this time, I hope it's not a surprise, Dr. Simmons, that I call on you to come up and say a few words. I think everyone present everyone in this community in Southeast Texas has a wonderful feeling of what this man has done for Lamar University during his tenure. It's been nothing but a plus every day, every month, and every year. And Dr. Simmons, we thank you for your diligent effort in making Lamar University not only nationally known, but internationally known. Would you come up and say a few words, please?
Thank you so much, Judge. Is that your old football jersey that you have on?
Somebody asked me that, and I did get it out of the closet. I couldn't read the number. So I asked my bride over here to go and find me another jersey. I get a phone call, and she says, "I'm here looking at the jerseys. What number do you want?" I said, "Well, sweetie, just get the one that you think best depicts." My IQ. I'm thinking 99. I get home, she said, "Here's your jersey." I said, "A 10? She said, "They didn't have any fours." No, it's not the open.
Well, I don't mind being your straight man anytime. But we have a terrific team at Lamar, and I get to take credit for so many things that happen out there. That, you know, Larry Tidwell, Coach Woodard, they've done a terrific job in putting all this together. But don't forget, this weekend our women won two volleyball games. Our soccer team won two games.
Did.
Our track team won a championship, and our golf team plenty of surge. So in addition to this great football team, we have wonderful athletic programs and academic programs, but the community has supported us more than I ever dreamed, and we really appreciate it, Judge. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. Now I'm going to call on the man, Coach Woodard.
I'm kind of relieved about the proclamation. I thought we were getting a teddy bear there. The support Beaumont and the entire Triangle has given us has been just overwhelming, to say the least. And it's an honor and a privilege to be part of the first football homecoming in 21 years. And all we have to do is take this proclamation back up to the university and work hard all week to ensure that our homecoming game is this Saturday. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Coach, we sincerely believe that it's going to happen. A lot of hard work, a lot of diligent effort. And, gentlemen, would you like to add anything?
I'm good. Just go Big Red.
See it. Hey. Okay. What we're going to do, Coach, we know y'all have a busy schedule, Dr. Simmons and the team. We're going to go on into the agenda. It's rather lengthy, and I know that y'all have other things you need to do, so I want you to feel free to go whenever you're ready. Okay. Thank y'all again.
Thank you, buddy.
Went from pink to red.
Y'all see that?
The optical illusion.
And next on the agenda is item A. It's Go Big Pink.
Right, yeah. Motion to approve, Judge.
Okay, I have a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Have motion and a second to approve the proclamation for the Julia Rogers Gift of Life program. And we better have a speaker. Would you please come up?
Good morning, Judge.
Good morning.
It is after lunch. I do see that Commissioner Mark remembered to wear something kind of pinkish. Oh, my gosh! I've heard of a man of many coats, and I guess that's wears a lot of hats. We're back! And I bet you've noticed us this year. How many of you seen the pink ribbons?
Seen what?
The pink
everywhere ribbons.
Oh, yeah, everywhere.
We're still in the business of saving lives.
Thank you.
We have done over 17,000 free mammograms to medically unserved women. We have 100 women that we can proudly say we saved their lives. We have an education program that goes on all year. We do prostate work. We go on and on. Marie Osmond heard about us and asked to come. And she'll be here on the 18th at the Julie. If you'd like tickets, get in touch with us. I think we have so much going on, and our city is not the only one that's tied pink. We have pink ribbons for you. I hope you would go home, each of you, and put a pink ribbon on your door or on your tree. And as I did on mine, I would hope that you'll remember someone who has survived or someone we've lost. I wrote a name on all of mine, and I know that all of us have more names than we can count. Our goal at the Julie Rogers Gift of Life is in about 10 years, we won't have any names to write on those ribbons, and we want you to help us in that endeavor. Also, we have pink cards. You name it, the Gift of Life has it. If you don't like pink in Beaumont, if you're allergic, you're in for a bad 3 weeks.
Love it.
We thank you for having us. And
we thank you.
And here's our fearless leader.
I just want to say, I also want to thank you, but I also want to tell you that Marty has been in the hospital and escaped, and nothing can keep her down. She has the difficult situation that she experiences because of the fact that when they did her surgery, they removed lymph nodes, and she gets tremendous swelling. And I'm ashamed to tell you that she got an infection from tying all the pink ribbons.
Oh God.
And ended up in the hospital with lots of antibiotics, and she was supposed to be there till Tuesday, but you can't keep a fearless woman, good woman down. And so she's here. Nell McCallum Morris, our president, has illness and her family had to leave Fort Tyler. She said to please extend her best wishes and appreciation and love. We're just so grateful to Jefferson County. As Marty said, I only wish that we didn't have to be here. We've got lots of survivors who are with us today, and I'd like them to stand. We have executive committee members, members of our board, and
staff.
If all of you all would stand, as well as our staff, those of you who are here, you're a member of our board. So those of you who are here, I'd like you to be recognized. Beverly Parker, lots of folks in the audience. Also, I also want to say a special prayer about those who are no longer with us. And we do have a number of those, and I know that you all knew Georgie Volt so well. And as I said to Beverly Parker, it's rather difficult to be here today without Georgie. She was our number one advocate and cheerleader, and we want you to know how much we miss her. And I know you all had a tremendous friendship and love for her as well. Thank you all so much. Just help us eradicate this disease. Help us convey the message about early detection being so important in the fight against breast cancer, and help us reach more people than ever before, particularly those who cannot afford services. Thank you.
So tie your bow.
Thank y'all so very much. Now we're going to take one more thing out of order.
Let me go ahead.
Read that. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Sorry. We have a proclamation that we just passed. I'd like to read Julie Rogers Gift of Life Program 2010 National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Whereas October 2010 is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and whereas the Julie Rogers Gift of Life Program will celebrate Breast Cancer Awareness Month with a month-long regional awareness campaign, Putting on the Pink, which includes the provision of free clinical breast exams and mammograms for medically underserved women, extensive educational outreach, a breast cancer survivors project, Bravo, applause for the cause, and a pink ribbon awareness initiative, Tie the Town Pink. And y'all have done an outstanding job on that one. Whereas Monday, October the 18th, at the Julie Rogers Theater, the Gift of Life will recognize the strength and courage of breast cancer survivors during the evening with Marie Osborne, which features a performance by entertainment icon Marie Osborne and inspirational presentation by actor Steve Ford, son of breast cancer survivor Betty Ford and the late President Gerald R. Ford, a special musical selection performed by Lamar University President Jimmy Simmons in remembrance of loved ones lost and those courageously battling breast cancer, a breast cancer survivor's dinner and the survivor's walk of courage. And whereas October the 15th, a national mammography day, and whereas this year the American Cancer Society estimates that 207,090 new cases of female breast cancer will be diagnosed, and unfortunately over 39,840 women will die from the disease in the United States. And whereas mammography and x-ray of the breast is recognized as the single most effective method of detecting breast cancer early. And whereas the Julie Rogers Gift of Life Program that partners with Baptist Hospital in Southeast Texas, Julie and Ben Rogers Cancer Institute, the Dauphine Center Screening and Prevention Center, the University of Texas Medical Branch UTMB of Galveston and its local clinics, UTMB Cancer Shop Program, local physicians, University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, with the help of hundreds of volunteers and supporters, provides more than 1,500 free mammograms and clinical breast exams for the medically underserved each year. And whereas UTMB Galveston makes available follow-up care for individuals who need additional testing and treatment following their screenings, and whereas the Gift of Life has helped extend the lives of more than 100 women whose breast cancer was detected at Gift of Life screenings and were provided access to follow-up treatment, and whereas several thousand individuals are provided cancer awareness education and information at numerous Gift of Life, Sydney Chief Dauphine Breast Cancer Outreach Program, and area health fairs each year. Now, therefore, the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County do hereby proclaim the month of October 2010 as Breast Cancer Awareness Month and Putting on the Pink, a celebration of survivorship and hope. October the 15th is Mammography Day, and October the 18th is Julie Rogers Gift of Life Program Day in Jefferson County. Signed this October the 4th day of 2010. Thank you.
That was a mouthful.
That was.
Thank you for that proclamation. And also, I failed to mention Linda Domino, who's one of our co-chairs for this event. She has a new grandbaby. She's in Houston with her new grandson, Benjamin Joseph. So, again, our deepest appreciation and thanks, and we'll pick up that proclamation later from you. Y'all want to keep that little bear for a while?
Keep it what?
Keep the bear for a while.
Yeah, we want.
Are you going to hug it later?
Yes. No, we have a surprise on the bear.
Oh, you do? I don't know what that means, but we'll let you hold that.
If you'll hang around about three more minutes, you'll find out.
Okay.
It's not bad.
Judge Walker, would you call for the question, please?
Do what?
Call for the question. Call for the question.
Okay. Okay. All in favor of item A, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say no. The ayes have it. It's unanimous. When I say unanimous, Commissioner Senegal and Commissioner Alford are not present today. Okay, next, I want to take up item B. Consider and possibly approve a proclamation for Domestic Violence Awareness Month. We have a motion on that?
So moved.
Second. Have a motion and a second. Discussion. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Commissioner Domain, would you please read that?
Whereas the crime of domestic violence violates an individual's privacy, dignity, security, and humanity due to systematic use of physical, emotional, sexual, psychological, and economic control and or abuse, including abuse to children and the elderly, and whereas the problems of domestic violence are not confined to any group or groups of people, but cut across all economic, racial, and societal barriers and are supported by societal indifferences, and whereas the impact of domestic violence is wide-ranging, directly affecting individuals and society as a whole, here in this community, throughout the United States and the world, and whereas survivors of domestic violence themselves have been at the forefront of efforts to bring peace and equality to the home, now therefore be it resolved that in recognition of the important work by domestic violence programs, the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County does hereby proclaim the month of October 2010 to be National Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and we urge all citizens to actively participate in the scheduled activities and programs to work towards improving victim safety and holding perpetrators of domestic violence accountable for their actions against individual victims and our society as a whole.
Thank you very much. I understand we have a guest speaker for the group. His name is Jack. Where's Jack? Bring Jack. Wow.
This is Jack. Jack is a greeter dog and therapy dog with the Garth House Children's Advocacy Center, and he's here today to support all the children who are victims of domestic violence and abuse in the home.
Wow. Sandy's got me to doing that now. at least one out of three times.
Sandy's taking a lot of hits. For those who don't know me, I'm Misty Craver. I'm with the Jefferson County Victims Assistance Center. And this is Janet. Janet's with the Garth House. We also have a lot of other representatives here, if y'all could stand up, that all work with family violence, with the Garth House and Victims Assistance. Dr. Williams back here with Family Services. Judge Shelton has been helping us out quite a bit. We actually have a new and improved almost family violence task force here in Jefferson County, and we're using this month to prompt some additional work in the area of family violence as far as batterers being held accountable for their actions through more cooperation with victims. As always, we appreciate the commissioner's continued support, not only from my agency, but also for all of our agencies in continuing to help us recognize family violence in our area and improve our services. The Family Violence Task Force, the new one that we've started up, is being run through Family Services. We're hoping to revitalize the services that we have in this area and better coordinate what we've got. So anyway, we really appreciate y'all's support. Thank you.
Now let me tell you about the bear.
Oh, what about the bear?
Ms. Loma George here, who is first assistant to the court. Is that the title? That's good enough.
Executive
assistant. Won this bear last week. At what, Loma? At the opening of that. And she asked me last week, did I think that it would be appropriate for her to make a gift of this to the folks that work in domestic violence? Oh. And and we think those kids will love to see that and hug it. It's a huggy bear.
That's what you call paying it forward. That is.
Yeah, you straddle the fence. Well, thank all of you so much for being here. Please feel free to stay if you like. We're going to move on with the docket.
4-H Club?
Huh?
4-H Club?
Okay, yeah, okay, 4-H. One more. Item C, considering possibly approved proclamation 2010 National 4-H Week. I think we have several 4-H members here with us today.
We have a motion and a second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it, it's unanimous. Would you read the proclamation, Mr. Domain?
Yes, sir. Whereas the 4-H Youth Development Program of the Texas AgriLife Extension Service has provided experience-based education to youngsters of Texas for 103 years, and whereas this admirable program provides learning experience for the whole child and helps young Texans to acquire knowledge, develop life skills, and form attitudes that enable them to become self-directed, productive, and contributing members of our society, and whereas it's 593,128 urban, suburban, and rural members ranging from age of 8 to 19 hail from diverse ethnic and socioeconomic backgrounds and truly represent a cross-section of this state. And whereas the program could not have achieved the success that it has today if it were not for the services of more than 34,529 volunteers who have given generously of their time, talents, energies, and resources to the youth of Texas. And whereas throughout its proud history, the 4-H program has developed positive role models for the countless Texans, and through its innovative and inspiring programs, it continues to build character and instill the values that have made our state strong and great. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County, Texas, does hereby proclaim October 3rd through the 9th, 2010, is National 4-H Week, and we commend the Texas 4-H Youth Development Program and the Texas AgriLife Extension Service and the many men and women who have made the program a success, and we urge the young people of this county to take advantage of the opportunity to become involved in the 4-H program.
Thank you very much. I understand we have someone to speak today. Come up and tell us who you are.
Thank you, Judge Walker and Commissioners, for declaring October 3rd through 9th, 2010, National 4-H Week in Jefferson County. I am Juliana Leano from the Mid-County 4-H Club and Chairman of the Jefferson County 4-H Youth Council. I am here representing my fellow Youth Council officers, Keely Morgan, Amelia 4-H Club, Charles Leano, Mid-County 4-H Club, Kelly Stokes, Mid-County 4-H Club, Laren Calhoun, Grace 4-H Club, and Jody Carter, Hampshire Finette 4-H Club, along with over 300 Jefferson County youth that participate in our 11 local 4-H clubs. We are a community of young people learning leadership, citizenship, and life skills. In 2010, we had 5,584 youth participate in 4-H programs that offer the opportunity to succeed by learning life skills. There were 80 entries at county competitions, with 48 at the district level, and 7 senior 4-H members participated at state competitions. We had 51 4-H members show in the South Texas State Fair. This year, we also contributed to our community by donating school supplies to the desk, had a food drive for the Southeast Texas Food Bank, and prepared and handed out lunches at YMVL's Kids Day at the Rodeo, donated coats to the Coats and Kettles Drive, and collected crayons for the children's ward at our local hospitals. During National 4-H Week in 2009, we We participated with more than 9,000 4-H members across Texas who celebrated One Day 4-H, where all of us were involved in a community service activity. In Jefferson County, we hosted a 4-H Fun Day for the Hope Center in Port Arthur. This year, we will celebrate One Day 4-H on October 9th with the support of HEB as we target hunger in Jefferson County with a food drive that will benefit the Southeast Texas Food Bank. We would like to invite everyone to help us with the donation for the food bank and to use National 4-H Week to learn more about 4-H in Jefferson County, a special program that gives youth the chance to learn together. So on behalf of the Jefferson County 4-H, we would like to present you with a token of our appreciation for your continued support of our program.
Thank you, my dear.
Thank you. Judge, if I may, before we move on, I'd just like to make the comment that for a number of years, we hired 4-H students to work with us at the county in the summer vacations. They were some of the finest summer employees we've ever had. In fact, many of them, I think some of the Heiner guys came back maybe three summers, I think, for one of them, two and three summers. I thought I never would run out of the Heiner kids, but they were great employees. But my point is that you see these young men and women dressed up, but you really can't appreciate what they do until you look at their notebook. If you ever have a chance, ask one of them to look at their notebook. And it's amazing the work that they do on their different projects so that they can get those projects included in their notebook and hopefully get an award for that someday. But the other thing is you see these young ladies with, we kind of expect the guys to get dirty and be a little muddy and on their boots and that sort of thing, but these young ladies that you see all dressed up, you really can't appreciate what they do until you see them out working with their hogs and their calves and exercising one of their animals on a treadmill and dirty from head to toe. So what you see today is just a small fraction of the image that you get when you really check into 4-H. And I commend every one of you for what you do for the community and for the county. Thank you.
So good. So good. All right, I'm going to jump around again, gentlemen, if it pleases the court. Risk management. Item A, recognition of the Walk Across Texas Employee Wellness Challenge winners. Mr. Erickson.
Thank you, Judge. I appreciate it. It's a great day to be here. It's a beautiful day outside, and just wanted to let y'all know the results of the employee wellness program. No, you didn't win, Judge. But we love you anyway, so that's all you know, what else can I say? We had a number of participants. As we said, we started out with 49 teams, and we ended up with 41 teams completing the entire 8-week program, and that's quite a commitment. And before I go too far down the road, I want to thank Kim and Tara from Up in Risk Management for coordinating that entire program with the folks from Cigna. That was a lot of work, and they did a fantastic job putting everything together. We also had a number of people that volunteered as team captains, and I don't know if any of them are here, but we did have 49 team captains, and that's quite a commitment of time. They had to enter some data and do some other things, and we certainly appreciate everything they did. Essentially, as a whole, we walked 91,529 miles, which is 3.66 times around the world, lost a cumulative total of pounds of 224. Now, I will tell you, that doesn't quite equal me. And unfortunately, as I walked, I got hungrier, so I didn't get that loss. But some people did, and were very happy about that. You know, the goal of this was to help our employees realize that in order not only to keep healthcare costs down, but to really impact anything, it's gonna take wellness. It starts with us, and that's what we're trying to make people realize. That was about that figure I gave you averages out to about 34 miles per week per person, 279 total miles per person. And the average per team was about 2,200 miles. So we were very, very proud of that. Now, we had the winning team was a team called Up in the Air. And that team walked 4,143 miles or traveled, let's put it that way, traveled 4,143 miles. They have a lot of bikers on this team, not motorcyclists, but real bikers. And so they went 4,143 miles. And that's Hal Ross, Doug Hanratty, Derek Nail, Alex Rupp, Dee Ogden, Duke Yeomans, Rob Green, and John Randall. And they were the winning team. So congratulations. We also did have some individual winners. And these folks didn't necessarily walk the farthest, but their participation, their encouragement, the stories that they shared, led them to be selected as individual winners. The grand prize winner, she won a Schwinn cruiser bike with Cindy Neal from the treasurer's office. And then we had Emily Escobel from the crime lab. Is Emily? There she is. And Denise Wheeler from mosquito control. I think they had the most unique name for their team. Tell them what the team name was.
Mosquito Slapper.
She works in mosquito control, so that was a very apropos thing.
Very good.
So it was a very successful program. We plan to do it again. The one complaint we got was I wouldn't even call it a complaint. I would call it a comment. Please don't start it in July in Southeast Texas. We might do this again in the spring or something like that. But we've got some other programs planned, and we just want to thank the court for your backing this, your encouragement. We want to thank all the department heads and elected officials for allowing their employees time to do this. And we'll have some other things in the future. So thank you, Judge.
Thank you so much, Kerry. Thank all of you for participating in this. That's item A under risk management. Is there a motion on that?
I move.
Second. We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. It's unanimous. Now, where to start?
Back at the beginning.
Why don't we go to purchasing? Item A, execute, receive, and file contract IFB for Precinct 1 road construction for Jefferson County to Triple B Services. Round 1, disaster funding for Texas Department of Rural Affairs. Item B, execute, receive, and file contract for IFB with Precinct 2 road construction with Triple S. Round 2, disaster funding. Item C, execute, receive, and file contract for Precinct 3 for road construction with Triple B Services for Round 1 disaster funding. Item D, execute, receive, and file renewal of IFB for a term contract for Portland Cement. For Jefferson County for a term of September 27, 2010 till September the 26th, 2011 with Ash Grove, Texas LP. Item E, considering possibly approved disposition of salvage property is authorized by the local government code for broken or obsolete items. Is there a motion on these?
So moved.
Have a motion. Have
second.
A second. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes have it. It's unanimous. Back to county commissioners. Item D has been requested tabled by Commissioner Bo Alfred. So, is any opposition to tabling it?
Ms. Robinson, are we under any time constraint on this policy?
There is no time constraint. The investment policy just has to have an annual review. So if we wait, that's not a problem at all.
Okay, then we'll table that. Trying to figure out where I was.
Back to F.
Oh, okay. Item F. Consider and possibly approve a resolution authorizing the county judge to execute a grant application from the Texas Community Development Block Grant Program for sewer improvements to the community of Green Acres. Item G. Consider and possibly approve Jefferson County Tourism Committee Hotel Occupancy Grant Tax Allocation recommendations for the fall of 2010. Item H, consider and possibly authorize the county judge to execute a letter of agreement with Lamar University Setcast for taping commissioners' court meetings. Item I, consider and possibly approve the 2011 county holiday as shown in attachment A. Item J, consider and possibly authorize the county judge to execute and file agreement to continue the county trapper program with the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Animal Plant Health Inspection Service, Wildlife Service, and the Texas AgriLife Extension Service, Wildlife Service, and Texas Wildlife Damage Management Association, Inc. for the year of 2011. I understand that's at a cost to the county of what, $2,400 a year?
A month.
A month, I'm sorry. $2,400 a month. Item K, consider and possibly approve a resolution in order regarding Jefferson County subdivision development regulation. If approved, the new regulation will rescind and replace rules, regulations, and requirements relating to the approval and acceptance of improvements in subdivisions or resubdivisions currently in effect. We have a request by a commissioner to table that due to that commissioner's absence. Is there a discussion on that?
Judge, if I may, we've been studying this issue for a number of months, primarily because the city of Port Arthur has millions of dollars in limbo on some grant funds, depending upon us passing this. The regulation is for them to receive their grant funds. Not only do they have to comply with the state's model subdivision rules, but the county also has to adopt a policy which complies with all provisions of the model subdivision rules. I would recommend that we go ahead and adopt this today so that we don't jeopardize their funding. The court can come back at any future date and amend the subdivision regulations. This isn't a one-time thing, but this is a step in the right direction for the county to revise its subdivision regulations, but also to open a pathway for Port Arthur to receive their funding. And I'd really hate to do anything at this point to jeopardize millions of dollars in funding.
I agree with Commissioner Domain.
I would like to reiterate the point, though, the court can come back at any future date and amend this as long as it still complies with the model subdivision rules.
Okay. Do we have a motion to approve item K?
So move.
Have a second?
Second.
Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no.
Judge, at this point, so we don't, if the court would allow me, I'd make a motion also that we approve items F through J and get that off of the agenda.
Oh, okay, we didn't do that. Okay, items F through J, and let me finish item K. The vote is, of the three here, unanimous to approve item K. Now, items F through J, is there a motion to approve those?
I so move.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
The ayes have it. It is a three-vote decision. Item L, consider and possibly authorize the county judge to execute an intergovernmental agreement with West Jefferson Municipal Water District for the county to utilize TXCB CDBG fund grants, funds to apply first-time sewer public sewer services for household in the Lahawn Boyd Road area. Item M, considering possibly approve a resolution authorizing the county judge to execute a grant application for the Texas Community Development Block Grant Program for West Jefferson Mutual Water District for first-time sewer public sewer service for households in the Lahawn Boyd Road. Item N, consider approving reappointment of Commissioner Eddie Arnold as a voting member of the Jefferson Orange Hardin Regional Transportation Study Planning Committee and Don Rayo as an alternate. Item O, considering possibly approve a resolution authorizing county grant to Nutrition Services for Seniors for the fiscal year 2010-2011. Resolution allows Nutrition Service for Seniors to apply for matching grant funds with the state of Texas. Item P, receive and file order to adopt tax rate at 0.365 cents per $100 evaluation. Item G, by addendum, the Q, I got dyslexia. Take action to approve written resolution titled Resolution of the Jefferson County Commissioners Court to approving the issuance of Jefferson County Industrial Development Corporation. Call the corporation Hurricane Ike Disaster Area Revenue Bonds. Jefferson Refinery LLC project is one or more series and the terms of the resolution of the issuer relating thereto. Approving loan agreement and trust indentures to be executed by the corporation and other matters related thereto. Is there a motion on these items?
We also have an item R.
Oh, we do? Oh, yes. Item R, by addendum, consider authorizing the county judge to enter or terminate a burn ban. And my understanding in talking with our emergency management head, Mr. Fountain, and input from different county fire departments is that no burn ban is needed at this time. So I would simply move that we table that and look at it again next week. Since I understand we're going to have another dry week this week, so we will put it back on the agenda for consideration next Monday.
Judge, that being the case, I'll move that we approve agenda items L, M, N, O, P, and Q.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes have it. It's unanimous. County Auditor, item A, consider and approve issuance of home buyout checks. Checks will not be released to the title company till the federal funding is received. As check number 344979 for $113,987.96. Item B, receive and file monthly financial and operating statements for the month ending August 31, 2010. Item C, payment of regular county bills. Check number 344635 through check number 344978. Is there a motion on these?
So moved.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes have it. It's unanimous. County clerk, receive and file interlocal cooperation agreement between Harris County and Jefferson County for the loan of voting equipment for the November 2nd, 2010 general election. Agreement was approved and executed on September the 20th, 2010. Is there a motion on that?
So moved.
A motion and a second. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The motion carries unanimous. Item A, considering possibly approved 2010-2011 Jefferson County investment policy and the list of approved broker dealers. Item B, receive and file 201-211 Jefferson County investment policy.
We want to hold that, Ms. Robinson, along with the other item.
I think that Commissioner Alford had, in his letter, requested a workshop session on this issue. So I guess if you're going to hold one, then you should hold the other as well for discussion later.
Okay, we'll put a hold on B.
But that's, you know, and I told him, I said that wasn't a decision I could make. It was a decision.
Well, I guess that's A and B, yeah.
Yeah, it would have to be A and B.
Okay, got a table on those. Tax assessor. Item A, considering possibly approved resolution authorizing Jefferson County Sheriff to auction at public auction property held by Jefferson County pursuant to the Texas Property Tax Code Section 34.05A print and 34.05C print. The auction will be held on the first Tuesday of November 2010. Is there a motion on that?
So moved.
Second. Motion and second. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it. It's unanimous. District Clerk, item A, receive and file 2010-2012 Office of Attorney General contract with Jefferson County in regard to reimbursement from the state of certain state child support and family law functions performed by the District Clerk's office. Is there a motion on that?
So moved.
Motion.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it. It's unanimous. Engineering Department execute and receive a pipeline permit. That's 12-P-10 to Santana Interstate Pipeline LLC for the purpose of constructing a new pipeline southeast of Nome and crossing at Mason Road. This project is in Precinct 1. Is there a motion on that?
So moved.
Second.
A motion, second. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
That concludes the regular agenda. However, I need to call on Don Rayo to discuss a matter that is of going to be important to the court. Thank you, sir.
Judge, Commissioners, I received an email from Bechtel and Motiva offering possible use of surplus piling, and I have included in your packet my emails. There's also a list of piling that they have as surplus concrete pre-stressed piling that's available. I talked with Mr. John Newton of Bechtel. He at first indicated that there was a possibility that this could be a gift, but as I talked to him today and in a later email, he confirmed that Motiva is going to require a bid for these items. But he sort of indicated that it would be a token bid, because they've been holding on to them for quite a while and cannot get rid of them. I have looked at the list of piling that are available. They come at a perfect time and a perfect, almost a perfect amount for our Heath Lake Park boat ramp project that we have in design process right at this moment. I would recommend that we consider favorably looking further into this and seeing exactly what's going to be involved as far as cost. I do know that I added up the number of linear feet that's involved. There's 37,390 linear feet of piling that's available to us. At the cost of piling, that's a tremendous amount. it's something that we can very well use for this project, and I would like to consider continuing to look into it and see if we can make it happen for the project. It's very worthwhile, and it's something that will enhance our design rather than going with wooden piling and wooden pile dead men and cable tiebacks. We can go with concrete pile and redesign the concrete pile for lateral support as well, so we wouldn't have to have dead men, because we're going to have to fill behind our bulkhead to marsh level in accordance with our core permit. All in all, I think this is a good opportunity, and would recommend to go ahead and look into it further. I'd like to ask if you have any questions. I'll be glad to answer them.
Well, Mr. Rayo, it appears to be a pie in the sky, and I just really am pleased and hopeful that we might be able to do that. The only cost that I can think of in accepting this material, I suppose, is the cost of moving it to another location.
Yes, it will cost us something to move it. That's quite a number of piles, like 519 piles that have to be moved. some of them will have to be cut in order to move them. Our plan is, if all this works out, we have discussed this with Mark Redwine with Precinct 3, where this project is located. We do have a stockpile area very near the site as part of the park that we can utilize to stockpile this material. Getting it there from Savannah Street is where it's basically located in Port Arthur. Down to that location would cost us something. And
I wouldn't have a clue on how to estimate that.
Well, I would like to inquire around a little bit and see what some people that do this sort of thing might charge us to do this as an incurred cost.
Well, let me ask you this. Today we're asked to approve acceptance of the gift.
Actually, it's not a gift, and I don't think you want. I don't think you want to approve anything right now. This is just for your information.
Good.
I would like a sort of a nod of approval to continue looking into it, so that I might assure them that we are interested, and they don't give it to somebody else before we can get to it.
You sure got my nod, sir.
I'm very interested in finding out more. I'd encourage you to do the research.
Don, I would also encourage you to do the research, including, you know, getting some estimates on transportation costs.
Yes.
If we have to cut them, you know, the price to cut them. Also, have y'all done a preliminary estimate on what you would have to acquire to do the wooden piling to get an offset as to, I mean, we don't want to end up with more piles than what we need out there, I guess is what I'm trying to say. So we need an estimate on what you would have, what it would take to complete the job.
I've already made an account, an approximate count. We're not complete with our design yet, but looking at the lengths that we have and the number that's available versus the number that was going to be required, we will have enough piling to do the job. It will be close, but it certainly would save us a lot of money versus the wooden pile right now. I will have to get into an economic analysis when I complete everything.
Yeah.
But I plan to do that as quickly as possible.
I would like to see, you know, both sides of it. And if we are successful in bidding and acquiring this, would those funds come from the grant fund and the county match to be able to pay for this, since it would be material that, you know, would have come out of the grant, I guess, at some point?
We do have a grant for the boat ramp construction, but we also have a improvement project that has the money in it to purchase this just out of our money.
Okay, all right.
There's a considerable disparity, isn't there, in the life of a wooden piling as opposed to the concrete, which I guess is a no-brainer. Or several of these bridges that we're trying to fix now and repair, weren't they piling, wooden piling?
Yes, just about all of them had wooden pile, and they lasted about 20 years.
Okay,
I would say in about 20 years, you'd be looking at a massive bulkhead to do major repairs to.
Well, I say move forward, sir.
All right, thank you very much.
Is there anything else that...
It may not be timely, Judge, but since we did approve the, I guess, the process for the Jefferson Refinery, is there anybody in the court that would, in the audience, who'd like to address the status of the project with us, or...
Have a motion. Are you saying recess, adjourn?
Adjourn. Motion to adjourn.
Okay, motion, second, passed.
Second.